Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So it's rare that on Ghosted we get somebody who was ghosted before the first date even happened.
I don't like
pre-ghosting.
But that brings us to Christine. Christine, tell us about you and Colin and the date that has yet to occur.
Yeah, that did happen. I matched with him on Tinder. And I asked him, he's like seemed really, really kind and like funny.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like a really nice, you know, like we had chemistry and nice catch, like,
all right.
Like see if we could go, you know, meet up somewhere. So we agreed to like meet up on Saturday night for a drink, and that would be our first date. And like when Saturday comes around, like he texts me, he's like, "Hey, can we reschedule?" He's like, "I want to see you, but I can't make it today, unfortunately." Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you haven't heard from him since, I'm assuming.
No, I texted him on Monday, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Failing before the first date and then never messaging back is bold.
Yeah, I don't love that. That's not good for a man.
That does seem like the classic move, right?
Was there any sort of interaction that got awkward or weird before the first date occurred?
Not so much. Everything like seemed really good, except for when he like rescheduled, and I was kind of like, okay, that's weird. Like, why on our first date?
Yeah. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to call him, and we're going to find out with you listening on the phone what exactly happened here.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Christine's story is interesting because Christine was ghosted before the first date. Guy she's been talking to for a bit, and, you know, he reschedules the first date last minute, and then you don't hear from him again, right, Christine?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing awkward or strange that
Went awry. What?
Well, no, we've heard that before. It's like, I couldn't possibly imagine what would have happened. And then you get the person on the phone. They're like, well, they collect ceramic horses, and that's all they talked about. And they're like, well, I didn't think the ceramic horses were a big deal. It was. So let's find out.
All right. So, TJ, so Christine, any ceramic horse collections you want to tell us about?
No ceramic horse
All right.
I have faith. I have faith. It's on him.
Okay. So let's call him.
Hello, this is Colin.
Hi, Colin. Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Morning. This is from a radio station?
Yeah, Virgin Radio.
A businessman.
Awesome. What? Did I win something?
You did not. Great. Well, maybe. Hold on. Could be something good at the end this for you. We're actually hoping you could answer some questions for us regarding somebody named Christine, who we understand you ghosted.
Yeah. I got to get back to Christine, huh?
Why didn't you get back to her? Like, what do you mean you need to get back to her?
Well, I haven't texted her back. I think it's been, I don't know, like 5 or 6 days since I texted
Someone called that a week.
Yeah, it's like a week.
That's 5 business days. Yeah, that's...
You were planning to get back to her, but you're just like, ah.
Yeah, I just been crazy. I've been really busy.
Life is nuts,
I figured
isn't
I'd
it?
Text her back today or tomorrow or something, maybe.
Yeah. Busy bee you are.
Okay, all right.
There's a chance that she could have ordered clothes and then gotten the clothes before you texted
her. That's a long time, man.
So let me ask you this. So you were planning on messaging her back. You did want to go on a first date.
Yeah. She seems pretty cool.
Okay.
Then text her.
All right, well, okay. I am going to bring Christine on.
Hi, Colin. I thought you ghosted me.
Colin.
I would have thought the same. Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I've just been really busy. I didn't have the chance to text you back.
I do want to explain, Colin, that Christine contacted us, wondered why you were being ghosted, wondered why she was being ghosted, and we called you with her listening to get the answer, and obviously, you know, this is what's happened.
Yeah. Also, follow-up question. What have you been so busy doing?
Baby mama drama.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's not get into that.
Side note, etiquette-wise, before we move on here, if you cancel a date and then don't text them back, that's not polite. It's in your court. Just saying. Moving on forward.
So
I was planning on texting back. It's just been crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I've been planning on getting a health card.
It's just like... It's like an afternoon text back.
Well, no,
I
think it's been a bit. And here's the thing. We were going to offer you guys, we were going to pay for your first date, right? So do you guys want to go on a first date?
I'll go on a first date still, even though I just found out a bunch about you, Colin.
Colin, are you still in?
Yeah, no.
If I had known that
all I had to do is not text somebody to get a free dinner, I would do this all the time.
Okay, all right. To be clear, that question is for Colin. But okay.
And are you sure you have the time? I know you're really busy.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Listen, we gotta be happy here. So yay, we got a first date. All right. Now, Colin, if you could find it within your schedule to let us know when the first date occurs, we will pick up the bill for you guys. And good luck.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. I'll text you guys when I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah. So it'll be about five business days. Yeah. Huh?